Lord's showed me something in the Scriptures right here that really did help my life, and I pray that He'd open up your hearts, and maybe He'd show you the same thing, maybe a little bit more. According to how much time we have here, I'm going to go nearly all the way through this chapter. I know there's a lot of young preachers always worry about, what in the world am I going to preach? All you got to do is open up your Bible. It's slap full of stuff. Verses are preached theirself most of the time. Isaiah chapter number 40. Let's start reading here with verse number 4. The Bible says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I'm going to go ahead and give you my title this morning. I like to have a title. It took me longer to come up with a title than it did the thoughts in this Scripture. The title is Big Daddy. I'm certainly not comparing God to me. A lot of you know my name's Big Daddy for my grandchildren, and I certainly don't want to compare myself to the Lord, but I got some things here that'll help you before we realize how big our Father is. First of all, in these next few Scriptures, there's three things that we must make small. And if you're not going to make these things small, the other points that I've got past these three things, you're never going to get them. The Bible says, the voice said, cry. And He said, what shall I cry? Well, I looked up this word cry right here, and it says to call out, to cry out, to utter a loud voice, and to proclaim. It says, cry out that all flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Well, first of all, I want to hurt your feelings a little bit and tell you, use grass. You is grass. You ain't nothing except whatever the Holy Ghost blows on you to be. And you're never going to be nothing except what God wants you to be. Problem of most of you is you're trying to be something else, something that fits this world, something that fits your likes and your dislikes and your flesh mostly. Number one, the first thing that we got to make small, it says right here, the people is grass. The people, you got to make yourself small. God's never going to be... I've got an old saying I told Brother Ken yesterday evening. I said, Brother Ken, I said, most of the time, be honest with you, when I'm around the people of God, I feel like a booger that's been blowed on the carpet. I feel so low, and thank God, Brother Ken, I'm not whining about that. I'm glad God's got me small. Because when I finally got small, I realized how big my daddy is, son. I got a big daddy. And God's going to help you in just a minute when I get there, but first of all, you got to make yourself little. You see, most of you think your problem's your neighbor and your husband and your wife and that that sits across the church from you and Obama and the government and everything else. Your problem's you. If you got a problem with the government, Obama, if you got a problem with your neighbor, your husband, your wife, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. God can help you with everything in your life, but the first thing you got to do is you got to get little. The people's got to get little. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Verse number 8 says, the grass withereth. Folks, don't hurt your feelings one more time before I get to the good part. You dying. Every one of you dying. Don't know when, maybe tomorrow. Hey, maybe 6 of them must fall out tomorrow evening. I don't know. I hope not. Brother Ken, I don't know if he can handle that many funerals. But folks, we dying. You dying. You're not going to live here forever. So, but how do you get past all that massive depression? You got to figure out where you are going to live forever. And you must concentrate on that. Why do we put so much emphasis on this little bitty short life that... God help us this morning. Listen to this. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. The Holy Ghost said, look up this word, flower. This word, flower, means shiny thing. Folk, if you're going to really find out how big your daddy is, you must realize that your prizes, you must make your prizes small. The shiny things in your life. When the Bible said that even the flower, Brother Ken, even this shiny thing just shines for a little while and it fadeth away. Your life, your flesh that you put ahead of God, your flesh that you put ahead of your neighbor, your flesh that you put ahead of your children and your wife and everything else that's godly and everything else that's going to stand forever is just going to wither away. And your flesh loves prizes. It loves shiny things. All these things you're working for, all these things you're pushing aside and not paying, all these things that you're pushing God aside for in your life, all these things you worked so hard for and that you built up so strong are going to fade away. I recall a time in my life, Brother Ken, I guess 1987, I began to build my house. It took about a year and a half to build it. I was totally consumed by it, Brother Ken. I thought that's all there was. I thought, Lord, God's done made me. Went to church 3 times a week, Brother David. Didn't make no difference. I didn't hear a word that was said. I was sitting there thinking about what kind of siding I was going to have or what kind of floor I was going to have. I was consumed by that shiny thing. It's shiny, Brother Ken. He was excited watching it come up step by step and say, oh, Lord, what a home I'm going to have. Well, here in just a little bit, here I am having to redo just about every bit of it. Leaking everywhere, rotting, ain't that right, Brother Turner? Rotting everywhere, problems everywhere, falling in. And so I'm going to tell you something, it ain't shining no more. I'm going to tell you one thing, if God will help me, when I get it all fixed up, I ain't going to let it shine, glory to God. I'm going to thank God for it and I'm going to take care of it. But those shiny things, folks, you got to get rid of these prides. They got to get small. Next thing you got to do away with is your pride. The Bible says here in verse number 9, O Zion that bringest good things, get thee up unto the high mount, folk. We all get up. Lord, help us. But you got too much pride to get up, ain't you? I'm sorry, Brother Ken. I can't hardly preach about bringing up football. You just have to forgive me. We used to have a term we said when we played football, we'd go around each other, slap each other upside the head, brought around and say, get up! Get up, Brother Hughie, get up! Quit sitting there in your flesh and your pride and everything's letting you down. I got something to tell you about this morning. We'll not let you down. Get up! Let's get up to the high mountain, folks. Okay, something. What you got so much pride about? I'll tell you what, I wish I could go back. I'm fascinated by time travel movies, Brother Ken. I wish I could go back in time and go back to the very first church meeting when they figured out that a church house was a place to sit around and act dignified and quiet. And everything you read about God and everything you read about the Bible says let the saints shout for joy. The Bible says let the saints shout with a loud voice. I've had folks say, I can't go to church down there. Y'all too loud. I hear it go down the road. You're too loud. But this, I think you're a pretty good preacher, but you're just too loud. You're too quiet. Why don't we start saying it, Brother Ken? You're too quiet. You're too full of yourself. You can't worship God. You can't feel what I got in my heart this morning because you're too full of yourself. And you done got you a new shiny truck. Or you done got you a new shiny ring or a new shiny something. And that's all you can see. You can't even see the glory of God this morning. You don't got no idea how big your daddy is this morning. Lord, help us. Get on the high mountain. Lord, I see right here, I see the praise of His might. O Jerusalem, it bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice. Listen to that. And lift it up. Be not afraid. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You say, well, Brother Dennis, I don't have that in me. I'm not emotional. Everybody in this room, honest to goodness, don't you raise your hand. You tell the truth now. Don't be doing it. Your husband, your wife, every one of you has been married for over 5 years. If your husband or your wife has never been emotional, raise your hand. Never showed any emotion. Never got above a talk, never got loud with a voice, never got tore up about anything. Raise your hand this morning. Did everybody hear me? I know all y'all that ain't asleep heard me. I rest my case. Say unto the cities, behold your God. You say, Brother, this I ain't like you. Thank God. I know you ain't just like me. It says, behold your God. I see the praise of His might here, folks. That's how big my God is. I like to see how big He is in the praise of His might. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and His arm shall rule for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. Boy, I don't know about y'all, I kind of like that. That's good right there. Lord, I see in that verse, I see the provisions of His might there. It says, He shall, Lord God. Ain't no doubt in that. I don't know about it. But folk, that stuff in here you can count on. Amen. Some of you counting on everything that's going to pass away. This is not going to pass away. You can count on this Word of God. It's God speaking to us. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather His lambs, listen to this, with His arms, and shall carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Oh, glory to God. I see the provisions of His might. I'm not talking about the substance and the things of this life. Glory to God, He cares about you. He's toting you next to His bosom. Brother Ken, He cares that you're down this morning. He cares about you. He wants you to go in tomorrow night and be a blessing. He wants you to go in there and encourage. Let me tell you something. You need to lean on Him, brother, and forget about all these problems and all these things. You got to get with Him. Realize how big your daddy is. It looks like He can't. Some of you got problems in here. It looks like you can't overcome them. I'm going to tell you something. You have a Heavenly Father that can, and He will. If you'll trust Him, that's where it comes in at. If you'll just trust Him this morning. Glory to God. Well, how big is your big daddy? Listen to this. Verse number 12. Well, I kind of like this. Matter of fact, these next few verses, I'm going to put a little point here that says, the proportions of His might. The proportions of His might. Verse number 12 says, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand. Get that. Y'all get your mind off supper this afternoon, okay? And just for a minute, get hold of that. God can take the waters of the earth and pour it into the hollow of His hand and measure it and tell you how many drops or how many ounces or how many gallons is in that. That's big. Some of y'all ain't helping. You know why? Because you didn't get past them first 3 points. Go home, study them first 3 points. Come back where you can shout, okay? See, I see some of you getting a little bit tore up in here because you just saw a picture of how big your God was. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If He can measure, if He can tilt that world up and shake it, and He shakes it every once in a while, by the way, He may be doing some measuring. But He's measuring what? If He can measure the waters, don't you think that Brother David, He knows your every care? Don't you think He's got somewhere under there? There's old Brother David Shaddix's problems. If he would just trust in me, I'm waiting on him. If he just really trust in me and just get all tore up and bent out of shape, regardless of what his problems is, I'm about to fix some of them problems. He's able, Brother David. He's able this morning. A God that can measure the meat, the waters in His hand. He's unlimited. We limit Him. Because what Brother Ken said, heard some of the finest preaching in here this week, and I wonder how many of you let it get down in your heart and really help you. I wonder how many of you this morning could even tell anything about what was preached this week. Lord, help us. Preaching will help you. I don't care how sorry the preacher is. If God's in it, it'll help you. He met and meted out the heavens with a span. If that ain't big enough, measure the waters in His hand. Scientists have been trying to prove for years. Oh, dumb scientists. And I know God allowed them to do some things that really helped us, and I'm glad of it. I like all these modern conveniences. But they so dumb. You ever watch them shows on the Discovery Channel? I like Discovery Channel. You go to Discovery Channel sometime, and they'll say, they'll be titled, How the Universe Was Formed. Atoms collided. Boom, 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 boom. Everything hit each other and blew up. Now, that's the way it happened. God said, you want to know how the stars and the planets were formed? Don't waste your time reading a science book. Read that right there. God said, that's all it took. Ain't that something? You ever get out and look at the stars at night? That's something, ain't it? Whew, Lord of God. This right here would preach a long time, Brother Ken. He comprehendeth the dust of the earth in a measure. He knows how many specks of dust. Lord, Brother Clyde, where are you at? Why don't you leave some dust in here, son? I guarantee you there's some in there on that piano wire. They got to be some. He don't even know how many's under that piano. He knows how many's in this whole building. He knows how many particles of dust is in the whole world. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to just give you a proportion of the mind of God. I want you to realize how big he is. We made him little for too long. We need to make him big.
Amen.
Folks, we're approaching the last days. I got news for you. This ain't as bad as it's going to get.
Amen.
Oh, we in romper room. This is easy. We got it made. Oh, some of you, oh, bless God, don't know what I'm going to do. The big depression came, lost my job, got behind. Now, oh, more than ever, oh, my life, oh, you don't know nothing yet.
Right.
Son, we got it. We got it so made that you can't even get your minds on the Lord God Almighty. Let me tell you what he'll do. He'll jerk it out from under you. He'll knock shine off them shiny things. I got to move along. I can stay on that a little while. Listen, it says you weigh the mountains and the scales and the hills and the balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? That's what we think, Brother Ken. That's our problem right there. We think we can direct God on what he's going to do. We honestly think the goodness that we can change God's big plan. And we can't do it. Oh, no, we can't. You ain't going to direct God. See, the problem with some of y'all, what you're doing, is there's a will of God for your life. God has got a will, I believe, for every day of your life. He's got a plan and a will for every day of your life. And some of you think that, I don't like that, I'm going to do this. And I don't like that, I'm going to do this. You cannot direct God and you never will. What you need to do is begin to pray. Some of you confused and say, I just don't understand, I'm a nothing. God saved me and ain't nothing in the world I can do in this life. Won't you just get in His will? God has a plan for you. He has a perfect plan. He's a sovereign God. He's a God of providence. He's got it laid out for you. But let me tell you something, if you walk around butting against it, why butt against it? I use this analogy, and this is a dumb analogy, and I know it ain't no good, but it just makes sense to me. Well, some of y'all, I was talking about this to Carl out the other day, and I said, you know, God's providence and God's plan is kind of like it. I remember getting down as a little boy, and like ants crawling. Old aunt be heading over here. I guess it was mean. He'd be toting a little rock or something, and I'd thump him. I'd knock a rock out of his hand. He'd take off, and he'd go again, and I'd thump him again. That's kind of like some of us, ain't it? God's got a plan for us, and we sit there, and we keep going the wrong way, and he keeps thumping us, and knocking us off of our course. And we get miserable and defeated and walk around all the time, oh, woe is me, God help me. Won't you just get with God's plan? Throw up your sails and let it blow. We just read the scriptures that God's Spirit blows. The grass withereth, the grass. I'm going to tell you something. We ain't gonna, ever going to get control of wind. Scientists think they can. We ain't never going to get control of wind. But scientists have figured this out, that they can take the wind and they can use it and they can create power with the wind. Tell you what you can do. You can take advantage of the wind. When the wind's blowing, you can get power from the wind of God. Let's move on. Let me look at my clock. All right. 8 minutes. Listen to this. Verse number 15. Still in the proportions of his might. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles of very little thing. Oh, this world's problems ain't nothing. God, nothing. As a matter of fact, I'll make a big bold statement this morning. Everything that's happening right now, it's happening because God allowed it to happen. You say, well, Brother Dennis, that means I'm in the will of God regardless of what I do. Oh, no. Oh, no. Sure ain't. It don't mean that at all. Listen to this. All nations are nothing and are counted to him less than nothing, vanity. To whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare him? I'm going to skip down here to verse number 21, and I want to see the perception of his might. Listen to this verse 21. Hath ye not known? Hath ye not heard? I mean, how many times have you heard? Hath it not been told you from the very beginning? Hath ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? Listen to this. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Now I'm going to help you. Self-confidence again. I'll tell you where I go. Use grass. Now I'm going to tell you, use grasshoppers.
Grass and grasshoppers. Now, how important is grass and grasshoppers? You ain't nothing. Oh, I just don't know what they'd do without me. Is that right? I tell you what they'd do without you. God put another one there. Well, bless God, I just don't know what my old lady would do without me. I tell you what probably happened if you went away. She'd find somebody that was about worth 2 cents. Let that soak in a little bit. You see, it's He that sitteth on this circle of earth. It's not you. You ain't the ruler of this earth. And nor are you the center of this earth. You see, our problem is, Brother Ken, and it's so easy, it's flesh, it's natural, is we think we're right here in the middle and everything revolves around us. Oh, it ain't going my way. Who said it's supposed to go your way? Whoever told you that? Your mom and dad didn't raise you right. Oh, we think everything revolves around us. What we need to do is we need to work our way out of the middle. And we need to get out here on the outside. And we need to look at everything that's evolving and say, what can I do to help? What can I do about this? I'm a little old bitty nothing. Oh, there's somebody that needs some help. Let me jump in here and see if I can help a little bit. Oh, there's somebody that needs picking. Let me pick him up. Oh, there's somebody that needs this $100 bill in my billfold that worse than I do. Let me give that $100 bill. Ah. I don't know if y'all caught this. I caught something Brother Johnson said the other day. He said, how many of you give your last 100? How many of you give your last 1,000? I won't go there because y'all get quiet on me. Have you not known? Listen to this. It is He that setteth on the circle up and the inhabitants thereof as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain. Said it a while ago. He repeated it again. God stretched out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Listen to this. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Let me tell you something. The princes of this earth are under His might too. Oh, mercy. I'm going to tell you something. I like Fox News. But I just ain't watching news every day. I think about once a month do me fine. Because you know what, Brother Ken? You ain't got to watch the news. You know why? Because everywhere you go, everybody, health care, Obama, Obama's going to do exactly what God allows him to do. And I got news for you. If us, the saved in this country, would get right with God, God might actually bless us. And you know what, Brother Randall? All he got to do, God just pull 2 or 3 strings and Obama do everything exactly like God's people needs and wants. But you know, the longer we walk around, did you see Fox News last night? This country's going to hell in a handbasket. Come in the church house and preach everybody even down worse of what they are. Oh, it ain't never been so bad, glory to God. Oh, it ain't never been so bad. I ain't never seen the United States in such a mess. That's helping somebody, ain't it? It ain't helping me none. Make me feel bad. Somebody go tell me about Big Daddy if you want to help me. Go tell me about how big my God is. All you're doing is trying to make Him little. Hey, Fountain, He's big. He's bigger than you was, son. Big old bad Fountain. I remember telling you about the Lord. You said, I got to go. Yeah, He's a whole lot bigger than what you was. You thought you was bad. He's a whole lot better than you was. Ain't that right, Brother Fountain? Hey, say amen, Brother Fountain. Hey, hallelujah. Somebody else. 3 minutes. I got time. Lord, He's even over. He's even got the princes on her back. Listen to this up. You say, Brother Dennis, what good is this doing all of us? I'm going to go ahead and skip down to the good part. Verse number 28 said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? God ain't down and out. God's not depressed. God's not felt like He's lost control one bit. He knew it all before anybody else even knew anything. He always has been. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There was no beginning and there's not going to be any ending with God. God's not amazed and God's not amused, by the way. Listen to this. God the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Quit trying to figure God out. You never will. Just be a little old saved sheep. Amen? and quit trying to figure God out. So many men of God nowadays trying to figure God out. Studying out high in the world. Boy, how can I get like God? Boy, I need to study more and I need to figure out this thing about providence and about sovereignty where I can preach on it and I can teach it. Quit trying to figure out God. Just be a sheep.
Amen.
Preach something that'll help somebody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Brother Dean said today, we had a bunch of preachers in here. Is any in here that's already a preacher? Young preachers? Okay. Let me tell you something, young preachers. Something to help you. God's really shown me and helped me with. Somebody calls you to preach somewhere, you don't need to go in there and try to destroy everything. You need to go in there and be a blessing and be a help. That's enough that, I mean, the enemy's trying to destroy. He's trying to cut down. And God's put under shepherd to handle issues, not preachers, not young preachers. That ain't your job. Y'all try to be a help. When God gave me this thought, I said, Lord, is this going to help anybody? If it's not going to help anybody, Lord, I'll move on to something else. This ain't anybody. I shouldn't be preaching this if it ain't going to help, if it's not going to encourage. Listen to that. Lord, if we got that many preachers here, what Brother Dean said, I'm going to try to see if I can't help you a little bit. And maybe you won't have to go through some of the things I did. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. How about that? Even the youth shall faint and shall be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, every time you see but in the Bible, you better really stop and focus on what's next. Listen to this. They that wait upon the Lord. There's a key word, wait, folks. Lord, have mercy. You're never going to get what God's got for you if you don't learn how to wait on Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Some of you are traveling down paths that you figured out, got in a big mess. You in a mess right now. As Brother Jonathan preached the other night, some of you's lost. I ain't talking about salvation. You saved, but you lost. You just out there. Some of you ain't got a single word I said this morning, but you know you saved. You've gotten way out there and you've gotten ahead of God instead of waiting to God. You got ahead of yourself. You got ahead of yourself in your budget and your finances. You got ahead of yourself in every little phase of your life. And you've made mistakes in your life. And you know what you need to do is stop for a little while, back up, put it in reverse, and sit down and wait on the Lord. Listen to what He'll do for you. And I'm done. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The potency of His might. There's an advantage to realizing how big God is and letting God be big. Brother Ken?